with Becca Tilley and Tanya Rad, an iHeartRadio and People's Choice Award winning podcast.
Boom. You guys, is this the best day of my life or the best day of my life? Pick one.
It's a good day.
It's a really good day.
Please elaborate.
Well, I think I met my future husband today, so that's exciting.
Okay, so Zachary Levi came in on air with Ryan Seacrest.
Correct.
I want to get your take. I'll just say quickly that he exceeded all expectations.
Correct.
Where other guys that we've brought in to meet you that you were kind of interested in have not met expectations.
Right.
Tall, handsome, super friendly, funny, super charming. I liked him a lot.
All the above.
What's your take?
All the above. I'm so with you. I love that he shaked everybody's hand when he walked in. He said hello to everybody in the room, which, FYI, peel back the curtain. Not a lot of celebrities do that.
A lot of the ones that do that, it feels forced. It feels like my publicist told me to do this, so I'm going to do it.
Yeah, but no, there are some that come in.
Some are legit.
Yeah.
Snoop Dogg is legit.
Yes.
He will shake everybody's hand in the room, and he will stand there and wait for you. If you are busy doing something else, he will keep that hand out there until you acknowledge him.
The Jonas Brothers also genuinely, I think, address everybody.
They're nice guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there's others, obviously, but it's few and far between. They normally just walk right in, sit in their seat.
They're very focused on Ryan,
correct,
which makes sense.
Right. But no, I thought he was so amazing. Like, totally exceeded my expectations. I literally have, like, giggy. Giggly, like smirk over him.
So, and then you took a picture together, and you took a prom picture together.
Yes.
Where you were... your back to his front and his arms around you.
Correct. I loved his arms around me. I was like, this feels right. I sound so creepy.
But he was great. Like, it was his idea.
It was his idea. Yeah. It was his idea.
So here's the question.
Yes.
And this is the big question. Now what?
So,
because you guys did, there was something I thought between you two. A lot of guys are kind of either creeped out by this bit that you're in love with them, or they're rolling their eyes over the bit that you're in love with them because they're like, oh, it's just a radio bit.
Right.
I'm not going to take it seriously.
Right.
This guy seemed to take it seriously. And also, I love that his people have been sending him clips of you talking about him.
Right.
I don't know. He was not, as Ryan said, he was not interested.
Right.
So now what?
So I think he's on obviously a giant press tour. So he's like in a different country every other day. You know what I mean? Like, I think I just have to lean back a little bit and just know that that's going to be the next week of his life and just see where it goes.
Do you feel like you should take any action, or are you going to wait and let him come to you?
I will take action. So I will keep you posted.
So once Shazam is in theaters, huge hit, hundreds of millions of dollars, what do you do?
TBD, but I will let you know.
Will it be social media based?
Obviously.
Okay.
Yeah.
Aren't you worried about, like, I don't know what you're going to do, but aren't you worried about just getting lost in the shuffle of all of his people?
No.
So you think you have a way to remind him of you?
Yes, I do.
And you don't want
to... Okay, so here's the thing. I actually think that this could be something, so I don't want to, like, overdo
it. Wow.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
So, I will let you know.
Okay, fine.
Yeah.
I'm just brainstorming ideas. Like, I don't know what there is other than DMing, but okay, fine.
Right. I want to, like, just be cool for a minute, just not... You know, I don't want another Tim Tebow part two.
Yes, Tebow was creeped out.
Yes. But creeped out in a good way. Like, I know, like, we have mutual friends, so he knew I wasn't crazy.
Hold on, Sierra wants to jump into this conversation. Sierra is our digital producer, editor, what is your title?
Digital editorial producer, and I slide in a little social media manager.
All right, she's with On Air with Ryan Seacrest, so she's always in our adjacent studio.
I have to say, we had absolutely zero chill and cool on the blog. Did you read it yet?
No, is it so bad?
Just take a gander; it's so good.
But look, but here's the thing: that's you, that's not me.
Totally.
Do you know what I mean? So, like, you guys do all you want, and that's totally fine. I think for me, I need to just.
Of course, but I will say, as a friend and outside perspective, he totally, like, I think he was vibing. It's not just you. And for all those listening, I will drop the link in the Facebook group for them to watch.
Thank you.
He was really, I know. Sierra is more than that. Sierra is like one of my best friends. And
Sierra's fantastic.
And just a fantastic
human.
I'm
a big Sierra fan.
I'm a big Sierra fan too. And I think she really kind of, I think she has my best interest at heart in terms of like professionally and personally. It's like a good blend.
Behind the scenes, when we're doing On Air with Ryan Seacrest, you know, I'll find stuff really funny.
Right.
But I'm not the demographic. I'm not the target.
Right.
So to see if the target audience thinks it's funny, I always look to Sierra. And if she's laughing, I know, okay, this is really funny.
Yeah. My favorite thing is I was watching the Zachary Levi video back and I did like this move. I like basically put my hand on his leg and I looked back and I just saw Sierra like just clap, like this giant clap. And I was like, oh, okay. So it's translating like it's actually.
She's what you used to be. I always looked to you to see what was funny and what wasn't funny. And now I have Sierra for that. All right. Well, that's exciting. So. Moving on from that,
yes.
If you don't mind, if there's more, I'm all ears.
No, and I will keep you posted, but I'm feeling good.
Team Zach Rad. We have a real life current Grey's Anatomy cast member coming in here today, and that's really exciting. And also, we should address there's a voice missing right now from this show.
Correct. Becca is not here with us today, but she's at, I don't know if we can say what she's doing, but it's very exciting. She was up early, and she actually texted me. She said, "I love you," and I was like, "Oh, that's really nice." And she said, "It's really nice to be awake and listen to you on the radio."
Obviously, it's annoying that the day that we finally get a full time current Grey's Anatomy cast member in here for the first time since Jason George, right?
Well, we had April, but she wasn't on the show at the time.
Correct. That was a big get, too, and that was very exciting.
Yeah.
It is annoying that she's not here for this big day, but it was such a big deal for her that we just have to understand.
Yes.
So we're happy for Becca.
Of course.
Okay. All right. So
always.
Camilla Luddington.
It's a big day for both parties because I have something that I'm doing after we do this interview.
Which you also can't talk about. And I hate to like tease people
like that. I know. But it's really exciting. It's something I've never done before. And I'm like documenting everything. Like I'm like taking videos and stuff just because I want to remember how I'm feeling during all of this.
Yes. Okay, great. Yeah.
So there's that.
Okay. Okay. So anyway, Joe Wilson, Joe Karev, Camilla Luddington is coming in here. You watched last night's episode?
Yes. Did you?
Yes.
I cried.
I mean, really, really heavy. Very powerful.
Very powerful.
And a difficult episode to pull off in a way that's not, I don't know. It's hard to hit the right tone.
Exactly.
And I felt like they did with the three contrasting prongs.
Yeah.
You had the Abby,
yes.
The patient,
mm-hmm.
who was going through it in the moment. You had Joe and her mother, who've both suffered this previously.
Yep.
And then we had the Miranda Bailey family.
Right.
And him educating his son on consent. And I thought that was a great way to divide that up.
I had chills just thinking about
it.
It was fantastically done.
So that's heavy. So we want to talk to her, about everything, about her life.
Yes.
About last night.
What I want to do is I think we should, because she is such a big Grey's Anatomy star, like I feel like we should just talk to her just in general, just about
her life and
Grey's and what it's like.
Absolutely.
And then get into the topic because it is really heavy and I don't want to cry. So help me.
We got a lot of emails on this topic. So crying is a possibility. I know you're made up right now and so crying would mess that up. But
Watching the episode back was really hard because
Did you watch it with your mom? Was she still with you?
I watched it with my mom and with my friend Haley. Yes. And it was really, really hard. I haven't dealt with it myself personally, but it's very, very close to me. So seeing it play out and feeling for that person was really hard for me.
Mm-hmm. Is she here? All right. Camilla's here. We'll talk to her next.
Oh. Guys, hiring can be a beep. It can be a bit of a challenge.
You know, we were just talking about this, as a matter of fact, that it's hard to find great people.
It really is
hard to find. But they're out there. We know they're out there.
They are amongst us.
But how do you find great people that's not just, oh, I know some guy who could do it? You know, how do you cast a wide net to find the best people when you want to hire somebody?
Can I tell you what that place is?
Please.
It's ZipRecruiter.com/Becca, obviously. ZipRecruiter sends your job to over 100 of the web's leading job boards, but they don't stop there. With their powerful matching technology, ZipRecruiter scans thousands of resumes to find people with the right experience and invite them to apply to your job. As applications come in, ZipRecruiter analyzes each one and spotlights the top candidates so that you never miss a great match.
Easton.
Yes.
Your wife uses ZipRecruiter.
My lovely wife, Allison.
She is lovely. Allison fans.
We are big Allison
here.
Fans.
We're huge Allison fans, especially me. but she was telling me the other day that she works for a nonprofit and they had to hire a new children's program director thing for the kids. Mm-hmm. And she put it up on the ZipRecruiter. It's super easy to use, first of all. She's much smarter than me, but sometimes she has a hard time with like technology and stuff.
Right.
Oh, ZipRecruiter. She threw it right up there, and she said they had so many qualified candidates. It was just like, because before it'd be like, you'd have to call like friends of friends, like who would want this job? But now it's like this army of qualified people. They got this amazing woman named Jessica. She completely changed the program around.
Wow.
It was awesome. It's all thanks to ZipRecruiter.
Wow, look at that. First-hand experience.
That's fantastic.
That is fantastic. Yeah. So right now, our listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free today at ZipRecruiter.com/Becca. That's ZipRecruiter.com/BECCA. ZipRecruiter.com/Becca.
Becca.
Oh, nice, nice, nice. All right. And moving on to something else that I'm struggling with right now because I have a zit on my forehead.
I do see it now that you mention it, but I never would have. I didn't. If you wouldn't have said anything, I never would have noticed it.
I am offended.
You called attention to it.
I know it hurts, but
it looks small. But you've got stuff on it.
I've got lots of stuff on it.
Mm.
Yeah, I'm not. I never have pimples, and so I'm not happy about this.
Where do you turn for good skincare, Tanya?
BioClarity, because it is a clean and green skincare brand that has products that just work. Their skincare line offers easy to use regimens with good for you ingredients that will give you great skin.
So what do you use, Tanya? Because there's different options here.
Well, you know, they have the clear skin routine. It's mm-hmm. it's for combination oily or breakout prone skin. So I don't have breakout prone skin, but my skin is very oily. Their three-step regimen gets rid of breakouts, clears and calms your skin, and is packed full of detoxifying nutrients. It's also antioxidant and includes a super special ingredient only in BioClarity Floralux from plants. It's absolutely more than just a cleanser. It will give you clear and radiant skin without over drying. And it also helps with redness, hyperpigmentation, and evens out skin tone and texture. So,
did you have skin issues like in high school? Like, were you one of those kids? Because, boy, some people really struggle with that.
You know, I never had like acne. Mm-hmm. I used to get pimples really bad, but I'm very fortunate that I never had like gnarly.
Where it just takes over your whole cheek.
Yeah, because that would really be tough, I think.
Oh, I think it's brutal.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I've had back knee before.
You've mentioned this, actually.
And it happened when I got off birth control.
Mm.
That makes sense.
Because something with your hormones. It's like messing with your hormones. So I was getting it really bad on my back, and it was like debilitating. And that was on my back. So it's like I can wear t-shirts and cover that. I couldn't imagine having that on my face.
We're getting off track here, but are you still off birth control?
Yes.
Are you going to stay off birth control?
Yes.
I think that's smart.
Yeah.
I think it really can mess you up.
I think so too. I think it did mess me up.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I was on it for a long time, but no more.
Okay, good. And the other cool thing about BioClarity is it's good for the planet.
Yes, because it's 100% vegan, cruelty-free, paraben-free, sulfate-free, and artificial fragrance-free. So that's 100% risk-free money-back guarantee. Get healthier, more radiant skin by going to BioClarity.com. And right now, for our listeners, you will save 40% on skincare routines, plus an additional 15% off everything on their website. That is an incredible deal. So you need to enter our code Becca at checkout. So just go to bioclarity.com and get 40% off of the skincare routines, plus an additional 15% off of everything on their website when you enter our code Becca.
Becca.
At checkout. Everybody, very exciting. Can we give a warm scrubbing in welcome to Camilla Luddington. AKA Joe Wilson.
Joe Karev.
Oh, Joe Karev. You're always going to be Joe Wilson to me.
I know. I say Joe Karev. I mean, I say Joe Wilson a lot still myself.
Do you?
Yeah.
Because you are your own woman.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. That's what I feel like too. And then fans will be like, you're married, just, you know.
I know. I forget. Is it weird that I forget? Even though you guys have been together forever.
I know, like 7 years. It's crazy.
And your accent. I didn't know that you had an accent for... Like
people don't, I think Tomb Raider fans know, but I don't think people watching Grey's necessarily know.
You're so fantastic. You are.
You should ask some of our producers because I definitely make mistakes all the time. I just had to go and do ADR because a line I said was like completely English. So they might disagree with you on that, but I'll take the compliment. Thanks.
Oh my gosh. I like, it's so funny because I'm trying to be cool, but I'm geeking out so hard. So we've had other Grey's Anatomy cast members on show.
I want to know who.
We had Jason George.
Love Jason.
Beyond. He is like
so sweet.
So sweet. And then we had Sarah Drew.
Oh my God, I love Sarah.
We love Sarah. Yeah, that was so major.
Yeah.
I think that's it.
Well, we had, the nurse who's not on anymore, and now she's on Roswell, New Mexico.
Janine Mason?
Yes. Janine, yes. Janine,
oh, yeah,
yes.
Yeah. She was an intern.
I'm sorry.
She was an intern.
Yes. So we've had, but then, so years ago, Becca and I went to Paley Fest.
Okay.
And we were on the carpet, and we wore scrubs.
Wait, I've seen pictures of this.
Yes, yeah.
I wasn't there because I was
pregnant. You were having child, yes.
Yeah, I was birthing.
Yes, we were very, very sad because you were one that we really wanted to meet.
Oh my God.
We were like on the press line. So everyone's like normally dressed up just like professionals.
I've seen pictures of this.
Yeah, and she and I scroll up in our scrubs. Amazing. And everybody actually was really, really cool about it. I'd say Giacomo was the coolest. He like played a scene out with us.
Oh my God, so fun.
Yeah, that was really fun.
I can see him doing that.
Yeah, he was really fun. And Arizona, Jessica Capshaw was amazing too.
Of course.
Yeah.
Who was creeped out? Because there were a few that were not interested.
Yeah.
Which is understandable, really? By the way. Yeah.
Someone into it, they're like, why are you wearing a scrub?
Yeah.
Are they feeling weird about it?
Yeah.
No,
Owen.
Really?
Owen was like a little bit like, what's happening?
Really,
here?
Kevin?
Yeah. And we were like,
oh my God.
Oh, we just so love funny. The show.
I'm surprised that Kevin was weirded out.
Yeah.
He must have been having an off day because usually he would.
Oh, he's usually down to play.
Oh my God. Yeah. He's so fun.
So that was really exciting.
Yeah. That's amazing. I've definitely seen pictures of that. Absolutely.
So we've been like
now
trying,
that you said, I'm like, yeah, no.
We've been trying to be like extras on the set. Just like, and we're like, we don't even need lines. We just want to like sit there and see what it's like. Because
you should just honestly turn up in scrubs and no one would probably know.
Really?
I feel like maybe you could get away with it.
We should try. It would be fun for the story. So basically this entire podcast is dedicated to Grey's Anatomy.
I figured the scrubbing in, yes. It was a little bit of a clue, yeah.
Is it as much of a family on, like, I feel like watching it, you guys feel like a family. Does it feel like that when you're actually filming it?
Yes. Yeah, 100%. Because a lot of shows don't film for 24 episodes. This season we're doing 25. Mm. So that's 10 months of the year. And we film for like, you know, 12 to 15 hours a day.
12 to 15 hours a day.
Yeah, there's no short days. I mean, that's our average days. Not that we're in every scene and working every day.
Right.
But 12 to 15 hours a day. And at that point, it's like you can't help but be family. Like, right. I feel kind of married to Justin Chambers at this point. Like, it's 7 years in and I feel like, you know, he's my TV husband.
He seems really cool in real life. Is he really cool?
He's amazing.
Right?
Yeah.
Wouldn't that suck if he wasn't so amazing? You guys have to do so many things together.
So bad. We talk about that too. We're like, what if we hated each other and we were stuck? Because usually on our show, you see everyone kind of jump around in relationships. And really, it's been the two of us together basically for like 7 years. At the end of season 9, we got together, right? And so if we didn't like each other, it would make my job very difficult. Mm-hmm. But Justin's amazing. He's so fun to work with. Yeah, we're all family. I mean, we feel like the girls on the show feel like sisters to me. The guys feel like brothers. Justin feels like my TV husband.
That's really nice to hear because I know that's not the case for a lot of shows.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think we have a choice. We're with each other so much.
That is so amazing. Yeah. I mean, I'm really loving, I don't really like Meredith and DeLuca together, I'm not going to lie.
You don't. Your thing about
I want her with Link.
You do?
I do.
Okay. Are you caught up on the show?
Of course.
Okay, so Link and Amelia, though?
No.
You're not feeling it?
No.
Okay, interesting. What is it about Link that you like? Because I've heard fan feedback and I'm wondering if it's the same reason.
I like that he's more mature and like I feel like he's better with the kids.
I knew you're gonna say that.
And I call him Giacomo. DeLuca feels like he's just focused on his career and he's gonna be like the next like McDreamy or whatever he is. And I just feel like he can't give Meredith like all that she needs. And I think Link is like past that phase and he just wants like a good balance.
I see it. You know, it's hard because I've sort of been back and forth on it myself. Like there'll be some scenes that have been written and I'll be like, you know what? I'm kind of team DeLuca. And then I'll be like, no, I'm Link. At this point though, keep watching the season because kids do come up. They had to come up in a conversation between them. So it gets spoken about.
Oh.
She has to acknowledge, like, I have children. Like, correct. How do you feel about that?
Yeah.
Know? So that does get... So maybe you'll change your mind.
Okay. She's toying with us because I have had a little bit of that where I'm like, I like him, I don't.
I love that you have these opinions. It's not just a job. You don't just get the script and knock it out and move on to the next
thing. Have huge opinions on our set. It's really funny. Like, the other day I walked into the makeup trailer and I said to Kevin McKidd, make up your mind. Like, what? Just pick... So, who?
Yeah.
Who do you love? And he's like, I don't know. I don't know who I love, you know? So it's like, we have opinions about our own relationships on the show and each other's.
That's
And we talk about them like we're like fans of the show because that's half of our life. It's like, why did you guys break up? I don't get it.
It's so funny because I think everything in my like real life can come back to some sort of Grey's Anatomy scenario. Like I always bring it full circle in everything that I do. Like truly.
That's probably our intention.
So like I would do the podcast and then we work on the morning show for Kiss FM with Ryan Seacrest. And he like makes a joke. He's like, how many times is Tanya going to always bring it back to Grey's Anatomy? And I'm like, because it always does somehow. There's always some way to bring it back.
We figured out some sort of formula where that is our intention and it works, apparently.
Wow.
You said something when you came in. You've heard a lot about Tanya and Becca or this podcast or whatever. What have you heard?
I heard that you guys, maybe I'm wrong. Okay. So I heard that you guys started out because when I said I was going on this, I had a ton of my friends reach out that like you are like their favorite podcast.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
So nice.
And they're like, of all the things I was doing, they were like, we don't care about anything else except the podcast. And I was like, great.
Wait, that's so nice.
They said that you guys are Grey's Anatomy super fans and that they said that, do you want to honestly know what they said?
Yeah.
Okay, so they said that at first the podcast started out with you guys discussing Grey's Anatomy, and then it's become about your dating life, and that you guys are terrible at dating.
This is accurate.
Really, and it's really funny. And that's really what they said. They said your dating lives are like hysterical, and they like tune in, and it's like so funny.
That's really kind. My dating life is like a joke, but I think I met my husband today.
Oh,
so,
did? Okay, I'm totally in.
His name's Zachary Levi. He's kind of amazing.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. I know Zach. We met. He actually filmed something with me for the first. I would do the Tomb Raider video games, and he had Nerd HQ. And so he did stuff with Tomb Raider.
And is he just as lovely as we all?
He's lovely.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah, he's Shazam. He's cool.
Yeah.
That's very cool.
Yeah. So I think it
might work out for you guys. Go for it.
It's really taking a turn today, you know? Yeah. We've got Zachary Levi. We've got you.
Yeah.
Just like,
I fully support it.
But yeah, it's true. We kind of blunder a little bit in the dating world.
Well, if you're a fan of Grey's too, I mean, like you can definitely always bring it back to Grey's. I mean, like the dating world on our show and your dating world.
It's funny though, because I bring it up on dates a lot and I'm like, I need to stop.
She texts guys like a guy. What are you doing Thursday night? I have Grey's Anatomy. So a lot of my friends are coming over because I'm a really big fan. It's a season premiere. And so I came and then she never heard from the guy again.
Do you ever have like Grey's parties?
Oh yeah,
you do.
For sure.
Like almost like how you see on The Bachelor when you have like a group of girls. Yeah. Oh my God.
See, I think I have a pillow with your face on it back there. Actually,
no, you do not.
Yeah, no, there's all those pillows.
We should ever sign it.
Oh yeah.
Oh so my God, no way.
And actually our podcast was nominated for a People's Choice Award.
Congratulations.
Thank you. We won it.
Amazing.
Insane. But we had these parties where we would watch Grey's Anatomy. So it was like an hour window, and we would say during commercials that we would respond to people on Instagram if they sent us screenshots that they maxed out their votes.
Oh my God, I love it.
So right then and there, just every Thursday for like a month, we were getting like a solid, I don't even know how many, because the maximum amount of votes was like 25. And we were like literally making videos for like 2 hours.
Oh my God, that's so funny.
Yeah, so it's really, I mean, you guys, I mean, it's just like, just.
Well, people love you guys, so I'm not surprised you won.
Oh, that is so.
And I'm excited to be here.
You were the best guest ever. Okay.
It's true. That's how I feel.
I'm going to send like personal notes to all of your friends that said that.
Perfect.
I'll send them shout outs.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. I think we should take a break and then come back and talk about last night's episode because it was really...
Bring it in here. Bring it, bring in the pillow.
Bring in all the pillows.
She can sign it during the break.
I actually can't believe
it. I told you.
I look so good as a pillow.
I know. The pillows are a little bit
It's
not.
Weird because it's just your face and it's distorted.
It's not even like my hair. It's like just two eyeballs on the edge and then like my nose.
yeah. We got the whole cast.
Were you a fan of the show before you got it?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. So you must have been pumped when your agent called and said you got the part.
I was so nervous, you guys. I was so nervous. My first scene. Okay, so they wouldn't give me the actual script until my deal was done. My deal was on 8 p.m. and I had to shoot the next morning. First scene up, I had a medical monologue that I just said to Meredith. Mm-hmm. I was so terrible at saying it that I was like, I'm going to get fired. I couldn't remember it. I was so nervous. The scene got cut out of the episode.
You're truly one of my favorite characters, and I've never wavered
really?
With you. Yeah,
Thank you.
I'll be totally honest. Maggie is not. I don't like
You're
her.
Not a fan.
I'm not a fan of her. I've just never like had an emotional connection with her, and I feel like she's been around for a long time.
It's hard for characters that weren't the originals, but you are different for some reason.
It's weird. Yeah, like, I feel the same way about Owen.
You're not feeling Owen.
No, and he's been around forever.
Forever.
I think that thank you for being so ride or die. I think that some people find Joe polarizing because you know the characters are not perfect, and so we do things that they're like, why would you, especially if it comes to Alex, if there's any element right. maybe potentially hurting Alex, it's like doomsday on my Twitter.
I really hope you guys like really just make it the long haul. I really hope so too.
In fact, Justin and I were talking about this last week. And he was like, they're not going to break us up. He was like determined. He's like, no, it's not going to happen.
You don't
they're having
the
trouble this season.
The end game is Meredith and Alex together
at
some
I
point.
Oh, yeah, I do like that.
There is a faction out there, and Tanya's in it
I'm in
to
on
a degree.
That.
You're in on it. Yeah. You love it. You like it.
I do.
No, I mean, I'm married to him, so I don't approve. It's hard. It feels like cheating.
You are the best guest in America.
Yeah, I'm just so invested emotionally myself and my own TV marriage. No, I get it. I actually really do get that. After McDreamy died, I even thought because there was a time when Joe and Alex went together where they would put them together, but also Justin and, look, we're on TV.
Oh, look at that.
Woohoo!
I mean, last night's episode was just...
Yeah, Justin and Ellen are just so sibling in real life.
Yeah.
They're like brother and sister, so they can't even see it. And
right.
I think if you know them, like it's hard to picture those characters together, but I do get it. Because I don't think that Alex Karev isn't a great partner, you know? So I get that if he was with Meredith, no, I'm going to cry about it, of course. But I totally get it.
I mean, that's the only thing. I really hope you guys stay together, but I don't hate the idea of Meredith and Alex ending up together. Sorry.
So I'm going to go now. I'll be leaving.
But then you could... You
Uber!
I'm just telling it to you straight. I'll never lie to you.
Well, I don't. I hope you don't.
I feel like we're like best friends from like a past life.
We are.
I'm sorry. You were trying to transition, and we should, because we only have so much time with you, Camilla.
Come
so
on,
we do need to talk
it.
About last night's episode. So we'll take a break, and we'll come back, and we'll talk about that.
Okay.
We're going to take a break to talk about one of my favorite sponsors, Third Love.
Third Love.
Yes, I'm actually wearing a Third Love bra right now.
Is that right?
Yeah, I think so.
Well, go ahead and check. Yeah,
sure is.
Okay, describe it. Like color. What are we talking about? Is there a pattern?
Nude, nope. It's just a nude bra that I wear on a daily basis.
I don't like the word nude.
Okay,
when you refer to clothing like that, because not everyone is the same color nude.
Okay, it is a skin tone of mine.
Your skin
My
tone.
My skin tone. Mm-hmm. Yes, it's beige.
Mm-hmm.
Beige?
Yeah, you're wearing a beige bra.
Yeah, and it's very comfortable. I wear it very often.
Why haven't we fixed that, by the way?
What?
Calling pantyhose or whatever nude.
I saw a piece about this over the weekend, actually. I'm interested you brought this up.
Because when I was a kid, there was a crayon that was called Flesh. And it was, you know, my skin tone. And then they realized, well, that's dumb. There's lots of different colors of flesh. And yet here we are in 2019 still calling things nude.
Yeah, you're right. translucent. But I'm going to talk to you guys because Third Love uses data points generated by millions of women who have taken their Fit Finder quiz to design bras with breast size and shape in mind for a perfect fit and a premium feel. Over 12 million women have taken the quiz to date, and it's actually fun. It takes less than a minute to complete, and Third Love helps you identify your breast size and shape and find styles that fit your body. So they're 100% perfect fit guarantee. I want to tell you guys about that because every customer has 60 days to wear it, wash it, and put it to the test. And if you don't love it, you can return it, and Third Love will wash it and donate it to a woman in need. Returns and exchanges are free and easy. So I love that they do this. I told you guys I have that strapless bra from them as well.
I love that one,
Really love that because I think strapless bras are super not comfortable.
As a guy, I don't even get strapless bras or how that works.
Yeah, they're not comfortable, but my Third Love one, I really, really actually enjoy it. Mm-hmm. So kudos to you guys. Third Love knows there's a perfect bra for everyone. So right now they're offering our listeners 15% off of their first order. Go to thirdlove.com/Becca now to find your perfect fitting bra and get 15% off of your first purchase. That's thirdlove.com/Becca for 15% off today. All right. So, you know, we talk about because it's a weekly podcast, so we talk about every episode of Grey's, and we've kind of felt like your character, Joe, she's kind of been just like, just kind of cruising around this season. And we were
it was coming.
We really wanted something from Joe. And we've been saying it for a couple of weeks. We've been saying justice for Joe.
You have?
Yeah.
I love it.
It's so crazy.
And now you regret it.
And now, last night's episode was so beyond powerful. You were fantastic.
Thank you.
I had chills the entire time. I actually cried because it's something that this topic I have never personally, thank God, had to deal with, but it's very, very close to me and to someone that's very close to me. And so watching it play out like that was so heartbreaking.
Yeah.
And knowing what impact it has had on her, it was just like, I think you guys did such a fantastic job of bringing light to something that people don't like. Watching you do the rape kit
was so intense.
Yeah, and it broke my heart. And just your relationship with Abby, the girl who came in, you know, and I think it was, and how she was saying, Teddy said, you know, you didn't follow protocol, but I'm glad I'm glad that you didn't. And I wish, right. I hope, I don't know what it's like in real life for people that have to go to the hospital and are dealing with that. I don't know if there's doctors who treat them the way that you did, you know, because I think you really had to be that compassionate and that empathetic for her to open up.
Well, what's interesting to me is that, so Elizabeth Finch wrote the episode. And 3 years ago, she went with other writers to the rape treatment center in Santa Monica, UCLA Santa Monica. And she describes it as the gold standard of how you should treat people that come in, victims of rape, and how they should be treated. And so there's a couple things that she saw when she was there that ended up kind of being in the episode and I didn't know about. So one of the things is that you get partnered up immediately with either a counselor or a nurse practitioner, and they are with you from beginning to the end. They do not leave your side. And they are there after in the future months if you want to go back and talk to them and see them. And so that's what Joe, that symbolicness of Joe holding her hand and being by her side and not leaving is something that they like to practice. And they're even careful of, when they move, with men or women from one room to the next, to make sure that transition into the new room is not jarring to them.
Yeah. Right?
You know, so it's like, and so you see that with that, her moving into the OR and me lining the hallways with women.
Yeah. That scene was so powerful.
Yeah. So there's definitely things that I hope and I hear are, you know, that we've implemented in the episode that sort of are symbolic that you see in the episode that do happen. But the rape kit was an intense scene because I actually didn't know how many samples they take, and I didn't know the entire process.
Yeah, the photos, the samples,
the nail clippings, the hair clippings, all of the swabs. It's just, it's the in your mouth. And I, after we did that scene, actually, because we had we have medical professionals on set. Linda Klein is one of our executive producers, and she's a surgeon. And so we had people there showing us exactly what that was. And it's done in a very specific order. And when they were just speaking about it in rehearsal, we started crying because it was just overwhelming. We'd read it on the page, but once you put it on its feet and you're actually seeing
it,
yeah, it just feels... It's so intrusive, and it just feels like, you know, you've already been through so much trauma and then you're having to sort of do this again. But it was so important for us to show that also that every step of the way when it comes to your body, you get to have consent on it and you get to say yes.
Yes, I know. So I found that really interesting.
Of like, yes, that was a very clear point that we made, that there's at any time if she says no, it's done.
Right.
You know,
I literally get chills just like now talking about it because... Yeah. I don't even, I think the thing that is so hard for me to see is that these people are all victims and yet they're made to feel like they deserved it. Does that make sense? Like she was embarrassed because she said I was too drunk
and
my
skirt
was too short.
Well, she feels like that's what people will believe and say.
Yeah.
And we've seen that happen, right? We've been, that's definitely happened. People are blamed for the clothes they were wearing.
Or right.
If they were drunk. We've seen it happen over and over again.
And that broke my heart because I couldn't imagine being that sad and scared and hurt and vulnerable and still having those thoughts of, I don't want to speak up because I don't want people to.
Right. Or even the complication of like her saying, I had a fight. I wasn't supposed to be smoking cigarettes. I went outside to smoke. I have my husband. Don't think I cheated on him. Those, we wanted to show how complicated that feels.
Right. And I felt as a viewer,
to keep drumming home, like the message of this was not your fault. It's, you know, like you did nothing to deserve this. It was very specific language that actually Rain gave us to like really drum home that message.
Yeah.
We got an email from Samantha. Knowing you were coming on, just as I have to say, I'm so thankful for Grey's in the episode last night. It was the most realistic TV episode in regards to sexual assault and what really happens when a girl struggles to come forward. I struggled, sometimes still do. My sophomore year in high school, I was assaulted on campus after hours prepping for homecoming week. I remember the tiniest details, from the smell of his gross Axe body spray, to the chilling of the lockers I was thrown against, to the tiny rocks that dug into my skin every time he moved. I did come forward. After 2 weeks of unbearable pain, mentally, emotionally, and physically, I confided in our vice principal at the time, who was a woman. She told me there was no way to prove it, and quite frankly, I should just let it go, because our small town in Southern California was a good town. Nothing bad happened here, and I didn't need to tarnish its reputation. It took me a long time to ever want to talk about it again. I'm thankful Grace spoke about it not being our fault, about it being my decision to come forward or not, to give us options as to what's next. My boyfriend, who was recently made aware of the trauma I went through, saw it through another perspective last night, and it brought us closer together. Mm. Much love to the Scrubbing In fam. Please know if this happened to you, I am with you, and we are not alone. That's a powerful email.
I don't even know what to say.
I know.
That's incredible. I mean, honestly, like that's why we do episodes like that, or for messages like that.
And I think the more that we talk about it and the more that it's out there, I think the more people, I think that's the biggest problem. I mean, aside from the feeling so, I mean, obviously the violation,
right.
But feeling so alone is like what I hear from so many people because they're embarrassed to talk about it. They don't want to share it. They feel guilt and shame. And I think the more that we can have the conversation and people can connect through that. Even if it's through a TV show, you know, like, I think it's really powerful.
Well, it's interesting because one of the storylines I really love in the show that I haven't really spoken about yet is between Tuck and Ben and the conversation that needs to happen with consent. So my fiance, he was getting messages last night from like, you know, his sister's friends and different people saying, I have sons. I'm going to sit them down tomorrow night. I'm going to make them watch the episode and start a conversation about consent.
Yeah.
And so I think that's definitely one of the other things we wanted to do with the episode is just to spark the conversation of like tap on the shoulder. Like, have you spoken to your children about consent? Have your family? Is this an open conversation? It needs to be an open conversation.
Yeah, that's a good, I never thought of that perspective of having that conversation with your kids about consent. I don't,
yeah,
you know, I don't think I ever had that conversation with my parents.
No, I don't think that I don't know if it's a generational thing, but right. I think a lot of people didn't even speak about sex with their parents.
Right.
And so this is what we're trying to do is sort of, you know, with a show like Grey's Anatomy, say it's, we need to have those conversations.
Yeah.
Becca's on the phone.
Let's bring her on.
She would like to say hello because okay. She feels badly for not being here. Go ahead, Becca.
Hi. This is the most devastating thing ever happened.
Where are you?
I'm at a shoot with L'Oreal, which is really exciting, but I was like, we have to figure out a way for this to work. This is not fair.
Oh my God. Well, I'm sad that I missed you.
You really have no idea.
This yeah, is like you
my
really you
Super
really,
Bowl that I missed.
You don't. You have no idea. Oh but oh. Becca, I have to tell you, she's even more amazing in real life than you can even imagine.
I almost called you Joe. Oh my God.
A lot of people call me Joe out in public. It's totally fine.
I know, but I like never wanted to be one of those people, but here we are. I can't wait to listen to the podcast and hear everything that y'all talked about. It's kind of exciting to like be a listener for the first time, but wow. Will you come back one day?
I will come back anytime you guys.
Do you live in LA? Are you shooting LA?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah. So I'm here.
Well, maybe we could just have a girls' night and watch the show together. Like, whatever.
I'm up for whatever. Yeah, totally. There's wine there. I'm in.
We don't know if you're in the market for new girlfriends, but like we're here and we're super fun. And
yeah, we're super fun. And I, if you need a babysitter, like I'll babysit whatever.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Did you watch the episode last night?
No, I have not even stopped moving. And oh tonight, gosh. Because I've gotten so many tweets about it, I'm trying not to read anything because I want to watch it and I don't want any spoilers. But I've heard it's the most powerful episode in Grey's Anatomy history. So
we can confirm.
Bold statement.
Yeah,
that's can a confirm. Bold
statement. Yeah.
But yeah, have it's a box of tissues ready.
I'm so excited. I've been waiting for you to have a big moment in the storyline. And I'm really excited that you're part of one of the biggest episodes
yeah.
in history.
You know, me too. I feel super honored.
Grey's so. Never gets Emmy love.
It does.
It did in the time, didn't it?
Maybe
like in
at
the beginning.
One point.
Yeah, he's like now, no.
When
yeah.
I was watching last night, that's all I was thinking was.
This deserves.
Camilla's not going to get anything for this, but yeah. she deserves it.
Yeah.
You know what? It sounds cheesy, but like messages like from fans like this, like that's what we.
That's the accolades that's, you.
That is. It. Yeah. Because yeah. I just got so many messages last night. It was overwhelming.
I'm sure. Yeah. It's like, you know, and people are finally, you know, feeling because of things and episodes of on TV and people coming out and being open and honest about it. People are feeling like braver and safer to come out and talk about it.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. And I think it's really important cool. for, you know, guys to watch the episode.
For sure.
We keep pushing, like, you know, have your boys watch.
Yeah. I feel like any guy who starts watching Grey's Anatomy really gets into it no matter how.
They do. I meet all of them all the time. They blame it on like their moms and their sisters. And I'm like, yeah, right.
Yeah.
That's all The Bachelor is. Everyone's like, I'm so bummed that I missed you, but I'm so happy I got to at least talk to you and say hi and like, thank you for doing something so important on Grey's Anatomy, but also coming onto the podcast.
No, my pleasure.
Yeah, this is like, in fact, I was telling her, I was like, I don't think you understand. It's almost like, who's your favorite person in the world?
Who's my favorite, like a famous person?
Yeah.
Like, but I geek out.
Yeah.
I mean, like, I would probably geek out about Britney Spears.
Okay, so this is like Britney Spears walking through the OR with her children.
That would be a moment.
Yeah, that's how it feels right now.
That's
why her children?
I don't know.
Just to add the element.
just to add it. Yeah. Maybe with the snake. Maybe with her snake wrapped around her too.
Yeah. Like adding with the snake. Yeah. Some Cheetos.
Yeah.
Starbucks. The whole shebang.
The whole thing.
I mean, yeah. I mean, I feel like she probably got an idea when she heard what the podcast was called. That yeah. what it's going to be like. But
yeah. They're like, hey, this is about Grey's Anatomy. I'm like, yeah, no shit.
They're like,
although it would be funny if you're like, actually it was ER. Like, really think a lot of yourself. Like, yeah, a completely different show.
This is more of a vintage podcast.
We actually have, I have back in my desk, I have like gloves and
mask.
Yeah, like we used to like really fully get like full into it.
I love that.
Remember we used to have that sign on the door that said OR2 or whatever.
Listen, you guys are the reason that we're still in season 15. So thank you.
Oh, well, thank you.
We saw the podcast episode and we thought it was maybe, you know, an ode to us. We were hoping.
Yes.
We're Maggie.
We're hoping.
They should have had you on.
I know.
Or even a reference.
That would have been amazing.
When Mother was like, what's a podcast? I was like, this seems like it would have just been the perfect little.
Yeah. That's amazing.
To make our debut.
Okay, now I'm going to have to, like, if I see something in a script again that could work, I'm gonna suggest you
guys.
Wait,
Becca, she actually said that we should just show up to the set in, like, scrubs and they might not even, like, notice.
They might not. Because honestly, also, like, the only film thing that films on our set, you know, is General Hospital.
Oh.
We're the only two things on that lot.
Oh, so we just
so it's just like a ton
right
of
in.
You blend right in.
They're like,
we have to do that. That would be the funniest thing ever.
I'm so down. I even think it's funny if they are like, what number extra are you? And we're like, 54. And they're like, you're out of here, man.
They're like, it's only 40.
Yeah. It's like us arrested in our scrub.
Totally. But it's fine because I now know all about the legal system since I did jury duty, so I can get us out of it.
Right. Amazing.
Are you in for the long haul? Like Justin's been there from day one, or
no.
You never know because you're an actor.
It's a
who knows?
Hard gig to leave. I mean, I'm pretty attached to it at this point.
You can't.
I also just feel like if I left, it's funny because you feel like loyalty to your like your on screen love interest. I'm like, I can't break them up, which is what would happen if I left.
Right.
You are not allowed to leave. Like, I know you don't have control, but you're not allowed to make that decision to leave.
No.
I'm here to tell you. We need you. Alex needs you.
It's an incredible show to be on, I have to say. It would be very hard to leave.
And is it also loyalty to old Camilla, who was struggling and trying to make it as an actress and thinking, man, if I could just get a show like that, wouldn't that be amazing? Like, it seems weird to walk away from something that's such a dream come true.
It's actually not really that. It's almost like you want to see it through.
Totally.
Like, you want to be there on the day the doors close to the hospital. Like, it's more that now being in it as opposed to, like, past Camilla. It's not, like, present Camilla wanting to be, like, in the watching the last shot of Grey's Anatomy happen and be part of that legacy of it ending.
Yeah, for sure.
So it's kind of that, actually, even more.
I have two more questions.
Wow.
Will Michelle Forbes be back again? I know you can't give too much away, but that's my only question.
I can tell you that she's not back this season. I mean, which is pretty devastating because the way she left
is
just like brutal. I was watching with my fiance and he knows what was going to happen. He was like, what? She just left like that? Not even not a goodbye? Like, what are we talking about?
And we didn't even see her. The shot was on you and we saw like
super
the back of her elbow.
And we definitely shot it a million different ways. But they just had her Joe's reaction shot, which is a super interesting
angle,
choice.
Uh-huh.
I think it made it like more jarring. We're not going to see her back this season. I don't know if we will see her ever again.
That's interesting because she's
realistically
a legit excellent actress. So I thought this is a beginning of an arc.
Yeah, we thought she was going to have a stint.
No, I think she may have if the storyline hadn't been this. But I think that they will wait. If they do bring her back, you'll be like shocked.
Yeah.
They can't bring her back this season because it wouldn't be that shocking. But I think she'll just show up one day if she ever does. There's a part of me, as much as I love Michelle, I almost think the storyline is probably more realistic than maybe they never speak again.
Mm. Right. Mm-hmm.
And so there's a part of me that's okay with maybe them never seeing each other again. I don't know. I have mixed feelings.
I have a question. Tanya and I asked these I don't know if she told you we did the carpet on Paley Fest a few years ago.
She saw photos.
I saw pictures, yeah.
And our question to everyone was, we don't want you to die, but if you knew that you were going to die and you got to choose your death on Grey's Anatomy, what would it be?
I think it would, like, I'd want it to be something heroic, like Alex is dying and I offer him, like, my head is a head transplant or something.
Right. Or like you give him your liver and then there's something happens
and there's
a surgery.
Failure. Yeah. It would I would want to be saving someone else. If I just ended up like choking on a peanut in the cafeteria, it would suck.
Yeah, no, that's go out Joe
so yeah on a sandwich. It'll be that. Now that I've said it, they'll be like, "That's a great idea."
Yeah, Sean is like, "Sean, the Listen Star podcast." We think We don't think so.
Just kidding. We don't think so.
She has like way more on her plate than most of them.
She's got like 15 shows she's running.
Yeah.
So. Do you remember? You said you had to double line because you said it with your British accent instead of your American accent, which by the way, I'm always blown away by that. It's like another level of acting to me that you have to think about a different accent.
Yeah.
Do you remember the line you had to dub so that when we watch it, we'd be like, oh, that was dubbed?
No, I don't remember word for word. I think I said like, cool Dr. Shepherd. And they're like, that doesn't work at all. I think their exact wording was like, I don't even know how you got away with that, not doing that line again. So it was like, it was some sort of like calling out to somebody. And they're like, it was completely British. It wasn't even slightly. It was like more British than I even am. It's like, cool Dr. Shepherd.
By the way, that was also big news this week of did Patrick Dempsey almost not being McDreamy.
Yeah,
and being Rob Lowe.
I heard that a long time ago.
Oh my god!
Me
so
too,
you,
Johnny, this is old news.
It is. Since when? Yes. Ew, am I a Fairweather fan?
Yeah, it seems that way.
Why was that such big news this week?
I think because he spoke about it.
So how did you know? Was this insider intel?
Because I remember. I know just from talking to the cast about like their early days experience. Like, not many people know that Justin wasn't in the pilot. They shot the pilot. And then without him, and then I don't know how many months later after the show got picked up, they're like, we need a jerk. And they stuck him in.
So interesting.
The pilot, yeah.
Oh, I would
also
love
knew that. I've read a BuzzFeed thing of like,
oh, like fun facts
things
that you don't know.
Yeah. I'm getting weirder the more I'm sharing.
I gotta say though, I wouldn't hate Rob Lowe as McDreamy.
Oh, I can't imagine it not being Patrick Dempsey.
Same.
I can't imagine it not being Patrick Dempsey.
I know, that's kind of like...
You, we're going to have to talk about that.
I'm going to talk to her about Denny and Izzy, too, before she leaves.
Okay.
All right, well, I have to go, but I'm so happy I got to say hi. I can't wait to meet you whenever that day comes.
Thank you.
We love you.
Thank you for having me.
I miss you all. Love y'all. Bye.
Bye.
I do think she has to go.
Oh,
Camila.
This is just the saddest.
You have a busy day today,
ever.
Yes?
I do. It's a little bit crazy today, but it's fun.
Okay, before you go then.
Yes.
One quick thing, because we love here, and you are engaged. That ring is beautiful.
Thank you.
How did you meet your fiancé? You can give us the Cliff Notes version, because I know you have to go.
We waited tables together at a sports bar, and we've been together ever since.
Did he like approach you and like, did he pursue you or did you?
No, I never said this. I got drunk one night after work and I was like, I'm like really in love with you.
So you made the first move.
Clearly. Very clearly.
I'm into it.
Yes.
I'm in.
Tanya likes to lay the handkerchief and let him make the first move. She likes to be pursued.
Oh, you do?
I do.
I usually do, but it was like TikTok. Do you know what I mean?
TikTok
like,
on the
now
clock.
I'm bored. You know, like, get it together.
Well, you were truly fantastic. Thank you so much for your time, everybody. You can catch Camila on Grey's Anatomy every Thursday night on ABC.
Thank you, guys.
I'm just praying my breath doesn't smell. I was all up in
her. Wait, now?
I was like all up in her ish. I am freaking out.
She's fantastic.
Like,
I'm going to take my sweatshirt off.
Were you still sweating?
Yeah, I'm a little bit.
Beyond fantastic.
Yeah.
Everything I wanted and more.
Yeah, she was kind and funny and delightful. And you know what? She was kind of like Zachary Levi. She wasn't freaked out by you.
Not at all.
No, she's not interested.
She's, we not.
In
not,
coming back.
Oh,
and,
happy yes. to come back and discuss yeah. storylines. I was like, publicist, are you hearing this?
That was awesome.
That
was peak scrubbing in
peak,
right there. It just happened.
Wow. Hold on. Becca just texted me.
Okay. What'd you say?
Wow. She's everything. Becca, you're gonna die. She's everything we think, but even more. She autographed her face.
That was cool too.
I
forgot we had those dumb pillows.
I was like, oh.
We need to use those pillows as a checklist. When each person comes in, they sign their face, and we got to get them all signed.
Yeah. What do we have in here? Miranda like a cartel Bailey. Thing.
Like, you got this bag full
Miranda
of heads.
Miranda Bailey is top. Is she and Justin are my top to come in here. That's Karev. That's
Christina. Oh, what? Callie.
Callie. She's probably
never
going to
get her.
No, I don't think that's happening. This is. Oh, that's Izzy. I didn't realize that these were like Gray's classics.
Yeah, duh.
Oh, there's Meredith. She's coming in. I'm sure she'll come in.
Are we sure that this is even coming? I can't quite tell.
There's McDream. Yeah, that's not going to happen. There's Weber. Maybe.
I mean, he
learned what podcasts were. Yeah. So maybe he can come in now. That's Yang. I don't. You know, I'm not ruling that one out.
No, do not rule.
Killing
that
Eve
out.
Just smash. She's hosting Saturday Night Live. I'm sorry, this is airing Monday, so she hosted Saturday Night Live last week. And sorry if that might have been confusing, by the way, to a lot of you, because we kept talking about last night's Grays.
Oh, sorry.
She could only come in on Friday. Yeah. This will still air on Monday, like always. There's McSteamy. I don't see him coming in. And then there's...
We never know Eric Day.
Oh, Jackson Avery, maybe.
For sure, yeah.
Yeah, for sure, of course, yeah. Lock it in.
I still had so many more questions, but like, I guess I had to let her go.
Well...
She had to go to West LA.
I didn't want to give short shrift to last night's episode. We wanted to definitely spend some time on that, because it is so important.
I know.
And I think it was so impactful to so many people. And we have so many emails that we didn't get to, but... I mean, so many people have been through it, and so many people, I think, learned from last night how they're not alone, and how many people, and anyway... We couldn't just fangirl for the entire half an hour we had her.
I know. Oh, we only had her for half an hour.
Yeah, I know.
We definitely held her over.
It was actually 45 minutes.
I was like, we definitely held her over for a little bit longer.
But she was cool.
She was.
And by the way, the publicist wasn't getting on my case. I just knew we were over. So they were very cool about it.
Wow.
Yeah, that was really great.
I'm on a high. I'm on a real. I just popped open my little whatever this is to just throw it back and keep the high going.
We're just lucky, aren't we? We're so lucky because we're big fans of that show and we get to actually meet the people on the show. That is fortunate.
It is extremely fortunate. I wanted to try and get like more videos of her to post so that like everybody can see how she was just like in the wild, but then I felt like kind of creepery.
Creepery, yeah.
Yeah.
And when was the last time I got a picture with a guest?
Never. And you never want one.
I don't care.
But I felt like I was like, Mark needs this.
The ones I want are not available. Like when Elton John came in, that was exciting for me, but I'm not going to make him take a selfie.
I'll post this cute little photo of the two of you in the Facebook group.
Conan O'Brien, I got a picture with.
She was
That's
so
about
cool.
It.
And I literally, like, I showed her the photos. I was like, do you like any of these? And she's like, yeah. Okay.
Like,
does not even care which one we post.
I know.
Girl crush beyond. Like, what? Do I even follow her on Instagram? I need to make sure I follow her on Instagram.
You really should do that.
If I don't, like, ew.
I don't know where to go from there. We do have some emails. Oh, and I had a game we were going to play.
With her?
No. I mean, maybe, but I didn't want to waste time with the game with her. We had so much to talk to her about. I'll let you... Actually, you know what we should do?
What?
We should do the MASH game.
Ew, I don't even follow her. That's embarrassing.
That's ew.
Wow, just followed her.
Do you know what I'm talking about when I said the MASH game?
Yes. Is that fun for people that are listening?
I think so. I mean, I'll explain it, but I think so.
Okay. Before we do the MASH game, is there any other housekeeping that we need to tend to?
We're going
to
take care of that, but no, we're good on that.
Not like spots and stuff.
Done with those.
No, I mean like just like life stuff.
Okay.
I don't know.
Talked about Zachary Levi.
Yeah.
Your mom stayed with you all week.
Which was... I have never felt so... like, I can't even explain it. Having your... Because every time I'm with my parents, I go home to my childhood home. I've never had a home where I can have people stay.
Yeah, that's interesting, yeah.
And it's so nice being able to come home from work and just like have my mom and she's like cooking chicken and like healthy chicken, and I've just felt it's been very, very nice. I'm so sad when she left.
I think it's beautiful that you have that relationship with your mother, because I think most people would be over it after a few days.
She was only here for like the week.
A week is a long time, you and your mom in an apartment.
Yeah.
I think
I could have had her for another week.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
She's not nosy. She's not getting into your business. She's not constantly telling you how to live or how to eat or how to sleep or any of that stuff.
No.
That's great.
No.
Was there anything about your daily routine that she was a little weirded out by?
No. But what's really funny is she like opened my fridge and she's like, why do you have all this beer in here? And I was like, well, Ryan and Sisney told me to keep it in there just for guys that come over. And she's like, oh, any special visitors coming over here? I was like, definitely not.
No, that beer expired in 2016.
Yeah, so that was funny. But it was really cute because she obviously doesn't have to like wake up at a certain time. She can just like wake up whenever she wants. But we wake up at like 4:30. So she would literally wake up with me like in solidarity and like come downstairs and like make coffee and just kind of chill. And then when I left to go to work, she would go back to bed.
That is very kind. I used to do that when my wife and I, this is like 2000-ish, she worked at a gym. She was a personal trainer and she had to be there when they opened at like 5 a.m. And I was doing nothing at the time, just auditioning and trying to be on TV and that sort of thing. And so I would get up at 4 a.m, make her coffee, do all that stuff, because it alleviated my guilt a little bit that I really can just sleep until noon if I feel like it.
Yeah.
It's weird.
Yeah. And my mom doesn't sleep till noon. Like, I mean, she normally wakes up like 8, but
she
four
might have because
like,
she was up till 2 a.m. watching The Resident.
Yes. She is now a fan of The Resident, which made me very happy. But I almost wish she started from season 1 because I kind of started her where I was at. Mm-hmm. And so she's basically caught up on season 2, but she never watched season 1.
What else? You got her into something else too, if I recall.
I watched the Amy Schumer documentary or the Amy Schumer stand-up with her, which was hilarious. If you have not seen it, it's a must.
It's called Growing, I believe.
I don't know what it's called, but it is fan-freaking-tastic.
Right.
It's a very good laugh.
I feel like we're heading, because of Netflix, we're getting into another stand-up age where stand-up was kind of non-existent for a while, but Netflix is bringing it back.
I highly recommend that. Great. It was so good. And I watched The Inventor.
The HBO documentary,
yep,
which people have compared you to her because neither of you blink.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I don't know how much I like that comparison because she's like kind of nuts. But the one they describe, like they basically say how she's very like persuasive and engaging because she doesn't blink. Mm-hmm. So I'm taking it as a positive.
Okay.
You know, like I'm not.
Well, that's how she sold everybody on this scam, right?
Yeah. Because she was like very persuasive.
Mm-hmm. What else? Anything else with you that we should know about this weekend?
No. But you know what? My heart is very open right now. So cheesy. What's wrong with me? It's like I literally have just like this like giggle puss.
So nothing, no dates on the horizon.
No dates on the horizon.
You had a coffee date recently, but you don't want to talk about that.
Yeah, I had a coffee date and just crickets.
So weird.
Beyond weird. And what's the weirder part is like I went out with him, like we met for coffee, and I left being like, I've never had more in common with someone in my life.
So you left there feeling pretty good about it.
For sure. Like, not even good. Like, I'll see him again. Like,
no question about it.
No question about it. And it was one of my best friend's birthdays. So I just kind of like, after I met him, I had to just kind of keep going and like run errands and pick up flowers and like things like that. So I didn't really give it much thought. And then just as the days went by, I was like, this is so weird. I haven't heard from him. And still have not. So I guess the ship sailed.
Did you text him at all? Was there any post-coffee text like, that was great, thanks for everything, good to
zero.
See you. Wow.
Isn't that weird?
It's weird how often it happens to you.
Is it? It can't be me.
No, I don't. I honestly don't think it is. Like, we could joke and stuff and say that it's you, but I don't think it is because I think you're very charming and engaging. I don't think that's the case.
You know what's funny? So I was talking to Becca about this because I got really insecure because I'm like, is it the way that I look? Like, because I'm not crazy. I know when conversation is fun and easy and good. And that was all there. So I'm like, is it something about me physically that's like scary? Like, you know, you go to that dark place of like, what is it?
I understand that. I think everybody goes through that.
And I went through it and I was really sad for like a day. And then I woke up the next day and I was like, why am I doing this to myself? Mm-hmm. Like, why? There's nothing. Yes, of course, nobody's perfect. I don't think I'm perfect.
You're allowing other people to control your emotions.
Yeah. And like, if it is something about me physically or about my job or about whatever XYZ that it could be.
It's on him.
That's on him. I have a really great life. I'm happy. I love what I do. I love the people in it. And like, I have so much to offer. And if whatever that thing is that's scaring people, then their loss. Like, yeah. I can't take it personal anymore. Like, I'm over it. I got really sad. And then I woke up and was like, I'm over this. Because Becca posted this photo where she's like kind of just been feeling a little bit insecure lately. And after I saw her caption, I wrote her and said, like, I'm so sad that you've been feeling this way. I was like, I actually felt like that this weekend. And I told her why and stuff like that. So we kind of had like a encouraging moment with each other where we both were just like encouraging each other back and forth because I think everybody kind of goes through those moments in life.
Do you think they're intimidated? Do you think that's part of it? Cause you've got so much going on. I would be, if I were single, I would be intrigued by that and excited by that.
That's what I would think too. And like a lot, like this guy has his own thing going on,
right?
You know, like he's got a lot going on for himself. And we just really hit it off in terms of just the way we live our lives are very similar. You know, and it sounds so silly, but like
this was
eating
a hookup. I don't know. You don't need to get any details, but this is a hookup from a friend, right?
Yes. Yeah. Eat the same way, like eat super clean, work out every day, like goes to sleep pretty much the same time I do, a little bit, like, you know what I mean?
Just spiritual,
everything just kind of lined up. Mm. It was weird.
Well, hey, his loss.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
I need a hat if we're going to do the MASH game. This is something that Brianna posted in the Facebook group and seemed like fun. Ethan's going to find me a hat while I read you this email from Anonymous. Ready, Tanya?
Yes.
I'm a junior in college and I have this crazy connection with my teacher. From the moment I saw him, there was this connection that just feels right, and I miss him when we don't have class. We're friends on Snapchat, but the whole class is. That's not as weird as it sounds. But we've talked outside of the class. We've even sent heart emojis to each other. We've hugged a few times where he initiated it, and he's talked to me about his past relationships and family. He's almost exactly 20 years older than me and is single with two kids. What do I do with this connection?
Wow.
Yeah, I'm...
T.A. or teacher?
Teacher.
And she's how old?
Well, she's a junior in college. I would imagine it's 21, 41, but that's just a guess.
I mean, I'm kind of here for it.
I don't know that I am.
Tell me why.
I think she... Thank you, Easton, for the hat. I think she may be misreading his friendliness.
Heart emojis? I'm sorry.
That might be, look.
We're friends and we're coworkers. You've never sent me a heart emoji.
No, but I've sent emojis. Like, maybe he's just trying to speak the language of the youth as a college professor. Maybe he's, I don't know. My concern is if, well, as long as you're his student, nothing's
right,
going to happen.
Right. But I mean, to me, age is not. Here's the thing. I dated somebody that was way older than me for a hot minute, and he acted like my age, but like really put together. I can't remember how old I was at the time. He was in his 40s and I was in my I think I was 25.
So good. 17, 18
yeah.
years older.
And he still surfed and worked out and then looked really good. And we really like connected. Like, I felt like he was my age. The only thing is it got weird was when he was like, I lived in Asia for 8 years and he'd lived a lot of life.
Mm.
And I was like, I just graduated from college a few years ago. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So like all those things started kind of being a little bit weird for me because I felt like he just lived so much more life than me. So it got to that point where I was like, I kind of want to like live life with, yeah, I don't know, like. That's what was hard for me. So I don't think I don't think the age thing should stop you in more so than like not lining up in life.
So when the semester is over,
yeah,
shoot your shot at that point.
Yeah.
Since you have his phone number or at least his Snapchat, you can get a hold of him and just say, look, I feel like you and I have a connection. Would you be interested in getting together for coffee?
Yeah.
I mean, you don't really have anything to lose at that point.
Totally. And then if he's like, eh, like, who cares?
Yeah, he might be like, you know, I'm so sorry if I gave you the wrong idea, blah, blah, blah. Okay, whatever, you move on. But yeah, I guess nothing to lose.
Nothing to lose. Because if he says no, then bye, who cares?
I told this story before, but I tried this with my Spanish teacher in college, and it was not well received. It did not go well. And she was not much older than me, just a few years, because she was a TA. And it got very weird after that. So definitely, definitely wait till the semester was over.
Definitely wait. But I'm here for it. Girl, keep us posted.
Spend the rest of the semester laying the groundwork.
Yeah.
For that text you're going to send.
I look good. Gotta look good. Don't you look good, girl? I look good. Don't you look good, girl? What song am I singing?
I don't know.
You know, nobody knows that song? You look good, girl. You look good, girl.
All right. So Brianna posted this. She acts like this is a game that we should all know. Let's play an innocent game of MASH, she said.
Yeah, I know MASH.
You do know this game?
I've played MASH about.
Oh, I'm oblivious to this.
Oh, MASH, mansion, apartment, shack, home.
That's what it is.
Yeah, duh.
Okay, great. All right, well, let's start with that then. I have taken all of her little ideas and put them on little slips of paper, and I put them in this hat. So now you can choose. First, we'll start with your place to live.
Okay.
Where are you going to live, Tanya?
Find out.
I'm going to live in a mansion.
Oh, very nice. But the next question is, who is your husband going to be?
What are my options?
Well, she only gave four here. But I actually took every male cast member of Grey's Anatomy and put it in this hat, okay?
Wow.
So here comes your future husband.
I'm a little bit nervous because this could really go...
Could go a lot of ways.
Could go a lot of ways.
All right. Here is your future husband. And it is...
No! This This is the worst possible outcome.
Owen, is it Owen?
Yes. Okay, this is not cool.
But you're in a mansion together.
He's going to be in the...
different wing.
Different, completely different wing.
All right. As a doctor, I've put your possible specialties right
here. This is not fair.
Here's your doctor specialty.
I don't want to be... I'd rather be in a shack with Zachary than a mansion with Owen.
Okay.
Neuro.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Does that work for you?
Sure.
You can see yourself in neuro?
Mm-hmm.
All right. This is the tragedy that will ultimately befall you because every character on Grey's suffers a tragedy at some point.
Whose hat is this, by the way? Is this a Shazam hat?
That is a Power Rangers hat.
Oh, like,
it's Morphin time.
I see. Missed head injury after fatal car crash.
Oh, Tanya.
A la Derek Shepherd.
A la. And your future. This is how your character will end up. Living in a mansion with Owen Hunt, specializing in neuro.
And I'm going to join Dr. Yang in Switzerland.
Oh, that works for you, doesn't it?
And then we can both talk about how awful Owen Hunt is.
Well, thank you for the game, Brianna. That was kind of cute.
Yeah, thanks, Brianna.
We appreciate that. I also have a thing that we can do next week when Becca's back. We've talked about this. I put all the male cast members in a hat and all the female cast members in a hat, and we can draw out couples and see what we think of each couple.
Oh, that's fun.
But then I wondered about that. We're living in a post-gender sexuality society. Should we just put them all in a hat and just
yes,
put two at a time?
For
and
sure.
see if they work as a couple? Okay,
yes.
That's what we'll do.
Great idea.
We'll do that next week.
Does that mean we're done?
We can be.
So sad.
You don't want to be done?
I just hate when it's over. But I guess, you know.
All right, Jamie wants your advice. She's 27. She's been dating a guy for 2 months now. There have been zero red flags. I have never needed to talk to someone or wanted to see someone so often. It sounds like Tanya knows the ropes for feeling these things so deeply. So help me. They seem to be affecting my day-to-day emotions, and I'm not at ease until I hear from him or see him.
Oh, no, this is not good.
How do I go about my day without overthinking everything? How do I keep my confidence and my independence? Okay, so she wants to be a modern woman, and she feels like she's losing that because she's so,
so enamored,
so hard-eyed with this guy.
Yeah. What's her name?
This is Jamie.
Jamie, I feel you, girl, because I'm the exact same way. When I'm in on something, I am all in, and it can be all consuming. And you're not, like, it happens to everybody. I think it's a very common thing.
It's the zero chill phenomenon.
Yes.
That Tanya and Jamie both suffer from.
Yes. I think the thing that you have to remember is, like, and it's, like, kind of morbid and, like, sad to think about, but I never want to fully rely on one person. Like, and for me, it's spiritual. So like, for me, it's my relationship with God. That's like my ultimate, my end all be all, because he's never going to go anywhere. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. You have to kind of never have all your expectations on one person and get your joy. Like, I know it's super exciting when you're just like newly talking to somebody and you have that message and you go to sleep and you wake up to a message from them and like, you can get super excited. But you have to try your best to kind of keep going, like keep your focus on you and not give him everything. You just can't.
Yeah.
Because if that relationship ends, and it might, just might. When that,
you've been there.
Yeah. It's like your whole world's like fallen apart. And that is like the worst thing. Like, it's truly the worst feeling in the entire world. Like, to feel like the rug was pulled out from under you and your life is completely shifted in a different direction that you didn't see it. And it's because of the expectations we put on things. So I think eliminating the expectations that we put on things is really the key to happiness. Because if you don't expect him to be your boyfriend, husband, and I know I'm joking about Zachary Levi being my husband, I really don't have that expectation of that. But when it becomes like a real thing that you put on these relationships, when it doesn't go that way, it can be extremely painful. So I think just like not having expectations and just living for it day by day.
You need a really solid foundation to support those kinds of expectations.
Yes.
And if the foundation's not going to be there after 2 months.
But even when you're like married, I think you still have to not have expectations of things.
You still have to have your own life and your own friends and your own things going on. My wife was out with her friends for dinner last night.
Yeah.
That needs to still happen.
It does.
You can't become too obsessed with each other. So what's the advice? The advice is to throw yourself into your work, your faith, your hobbies, something to make sure that you're not thinking about him 24/7, even if it's going great.
Always.
Yeah,
always.
Because it's about you. It's about Jamie first.
And
that makes you more attractive, by the way.
Yeah. And I do think relationships are compromised, and eventually down the road, like, you know, marriage is compromised. Like, you're going to have to, you know, you have to give and take. But at the end of the day, you have to be taking care of yourself.
Sound advice, Tanya. We need to thank some people.
Oh.
First of all, we need to thank Camilla Luddington.
I mean.
Because she's our new favorite. This is why Grey's Anatomy is such a family, because they have people like Camilla Luddington and Jason George on that set, and those are both quality folks right there.
Yeah. I'd like to get Miranda Bailey in here as
we
well.
We need to do that. Mm-hmm. Chandra Wilson needs to come in here.
She does.
She and Justin Chambers are top of my list.
For that would be like the pinnacle.
Can you imagine?
Mm-hmm. No.
Those two. I mean, obviously, Ellen. But
I almost like don't want to have her because like she's just this like mecca, you know what I mean?
Yes.
Like,
there's no way it couldn't be a letdown because she's such an icon.
True, but I felt the same way about Joe, and she really exceeded expectations. So,
but it's not Joe's Anatomy.
Correct. It should be though.
We also need to thank, maybe someday, ZipRecruiter. Try ZipRecruiter for free today at ZipRecruiter.com/Becca. BioClarity. You can go to BioClarity.com and get 40% off skincare routines, plus an additional 15% off everything on their website when you use our code...
Becca!
And Third Love. Get 15% off your first purchase at ThirdLove.com/Becca. Next week, Becca's back.
Yay!
For now... We're losing the patient. Uh-oh. She's becoming increasingly tachycardic.
Tachycardic? Uh-oh.
I picked that up from the subtitles. I watched with subtitles on.
Oh, wow.
So I can understand. Wow. Tachycardic. It's not going well.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh. Blood pressure's dropping. What should we do, doctor? Dr. Rad from Neuro?
Let her go peacefully.
Should I push any epi or?
No, don't push the epi.
No, we should check the.
We need a crash
heart's still
cart.
Beating. Everything seems fine right now.
It's not.
Oh, no.
Time of death, 11:40.